And before we leave you today, here's one last delicious taste of Twitter poetry. We've been getting poems about all kinds of subjects with all kinds of flavors. Here are a couple to chew over. First, this one by Susan Crane in Boulder, Colorado.
Count all of my bones. Softly lay them side by side. Believe I mattered.
I need to hear that again.
Count all of my bones. Softly lay them side by side. Believe I mattered.
Thank you, Susan. We were also captivated by another philosophical poem tweeted by Yahya Lababidi, an Egyptian poet based in Washington, D.C.
Bodies are like poems. A fraction of their power is found in their skin. The remainder belongs to the spirit that swims through.
Thank you for that. Every day we have been getting an astonishing range of poems tweeted to us using the hashtag NPR Poetry. At least four teachers are using our April Poetry Month celebration as a homework assignment. English teacher Shelby Boehm of Estero High School in Florida tweeted, "Your English teacher wants you to write a haiku. Try your best, or else." That applies to all of you out there listening. We want to hear poems from everybody during this month's poetry celebration. If you have something to tweet about, share it with us using the hashtag NPR Poetry, and we might just read it on the air.